Thanks for tuning in. Here with Luis Garcia again. Luis, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam.
Again, another scenario after the F&I manager has done a great job presenting the menu and Mr. Customer says, well, I just need to think about it. What kind of suggestions would you give the F&I manager in that scenario?
Well, you know, Adam, the first thing that I do when I'm put in that position is I don't jump all over the customer. I put myself in the customer's shoes. We've all been there before. We've all been shopping for something and said, you know what, I like it. I'm not saying no, but I want some time to think about it. And I hate high-pressure sales, just like anybody else. Nobody likes to feel like they have to make a decision. So what I simply do is I back off a little bit, and I let the customer know, hey, it is your choice. You have the time to think about some of these products. And then I express to them that not all the products that we offer are available after the time of sale. So, you know, if they need time to think about it, you know, they can have the time now. I can excuse myself from the office. But, you know, I express to them the need, and some of these products can never be purchased again. So if you choose not to buy them today and you come back tomorrow, unfortunately, I can't offer you the same products. Being in the auto industry as long as I have, and as you know, long as most F&I managers have, the unfortunate truth is that we've seen things happen within 24 hours, within 48 hours. I'll never forget, I was an F&I manager about 2 weeks in the business. Customer sits down in front of me, says, you know, I want to go home and think about this gap. I said, you know, sir, that is your, you know, your option to do that. They pulled out of the dealership, they were T-boned, and you know, the car was totaled. Unfortunately, wow. At that point, there's not much that we can do. So I always let them know there's products that are time of sale and there's products I can sell you after the sale. So, you know, back off the customer a little bit, let them think about it, but just let them know once you leave here today, you don't have the option of purchasing some of these products again.